in case you've been living under a rock for the last 13 months, really, now at this stage, you might have heard that there's a small little race hitting the town on Sunday, the Ironman or something like that, I think is what they call it. And joining me are two of the busiest, tiredest, most exhausted women in the town at the moment. Aileen Murray, manager at Yall Socioeconomic Group, and Helen Mulcahy, senior staff office officer with Cork County Council. You're very welcome, ladies.
Thanks. Hi, Linda. Thank you.
You must, first of all, be exceptionally proud of both yourselves and the town as a whole at the moment.
Yeah, I suppose that's fair to say, Linda. I don't think in my 26 years with Cork County Council I've ever experienced anything like this. Certainly it's an event on a scale that we've never seen, but I see community buy-in and involvement that I've never experienced. And I think everybody's of the same opinion. The atmosphere is magical. People have embraced Ironman and they've realised the value of it and the importance of it, and I suppose it's just wonderful to see them all gelling together and making it truly a unique event and one to remember for a long time to come.
Because things like this won't work if people don't roll in behind it. Sure they won't, Aileen. I mean, you can announce all these things, but if nobody's going to support it, it's of no use to anybody.
And I think that that's what people, there's a real feel-good factor, and people are really just singing off the same hymn sheet. Everybody is just, you know, the same aim, get y'all out there in the best light. Let's put our best foot forward and make this the best Ironman in the world. I think that and people are really united on that.
Yeah. When this was announced, Aileen, and it's back in May of last year, wasn't it, that it was officially announced?
Yes.
Did you realise back then how big an undertaking it was going to be?
I suppose we had some idea. We'd had a lot of the meetings, I suppose, with Ironman. We'd been up to make presentations up to Leinster House. We'd done all of the groundwork, and I suppose we'd all the stats and everything. But I suppose in the run up to it, what's happening on the ground, all of the marketing, the side of it, everything like that, putting it all together has been a huge undertaking. But again, I think it's everybody working together that's, you know, made it actually possible. So, yeah, it's been a huge undertaking, but it's been made easy by the people then that we're working with, I suppose, to deliver that.
And logistically, Helen, it must be some undertaking to do this, because people will think, oh, it's coming into town and roads are closing. But, I mean, this is months and months and months in the planning.
Absolutely. It's a huge undertaking. And as I said, we've never taken on anything like this. It's not just the road closures, but it's refurbishment of roads, footpaths, you know, upgrading all the public areas insofar as our budgets will allow us. But obviously Cork County Council have been very generous and they've allocated additional funds to this. They recognise the value of it. But logistically, a huge team is involved on the ground. Both technical staff, admin staff, engineers, architects, there's a huge range of elements involved here. So months, a year of planning.
Just to give people an idea, how many people, rough, and you probably don't have an accurate number, how many people roughly in the background are working on this?
Well, I suppose there would have been a core team of about 10 between engineers and admin staff and supervisors, etc. And that's just the core team of 10. But then on the ground on Saturday and Sunday, I suppose we'd have a team of about 50, all told, between staff that are brought in from outside areas to assist as well, additional engineers. So about 50 for the weekend.
And to be fair, given the scale of it, I mean, 50 is still quite a small number, but obviously that's 50 people working very coherently together to make it work.
It is a small team of people by standards, but I suppose they are an exceptional team. We're very, very lucky. We have a very dedicated team of staff, and I think it'll go just fine. I think it'll go like clockwork.
Yeah, no, I think, to be fair, I think all the T's have been crossed and the I's dotted at this stage. I mean, it's phenomenal, the work you've done.
Well, it's very much a learning curve as well this year, because we haven't done anything like this. So I suppose we all accept that there might be little hiccups here and there. And like, that's a learning curve for us. And that's all experience that we'll draw on for next year and for the year after and potentially for many years to come if Ironmen stay.
And it must be very reassuring to have that. Cushion is probably a very flaky word to use, but to have the cushion that this is going on for another 2 years.
Yes.
So if everything isn't right this year, well, you have next year to get it right. And hopefully by year three, this is a well-oiled machine and it makes sense for everybody to keep this going in the
yes,
town.
Yes, absolutely.
Aileen, from an economic point of view, we have seen a load of tourists starting to come into town and stuff like that. I mean, the impact to this is more than just the day itself, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think there's a few ways of looking at it, really. I suppose you've had, and people have seen over the last few months, people coming to check out the route and the spin-off that that's actually giving as well. And I think that those figures haven't really been estimated or calculated. That's something that we'll hope to look at for next year. I think when we were putting all of our figures and our business case together initially, it was estimated that it would bring about 8 million to the local economy.
It's unbelievable numbers.
It is huge. And I suppose a big factor for us as well is that there's so many international athletes actually coming. And I suppose just in comparison to the nearest one to here, which would have been in Tenby in Wales, their makeup of athletes is actually about 80% UK and 20% international, whereas with ours it's 40% are coming from the States alone. So like they're coming, they're staying longer, and they're spending more. So the international visitors in general are higher spending. So it's giving it an even greater spin-off then as well. So.
Yeah, it is. And in fairness, I think it's the highest ever percentage of American athletes taking place in an Ironman outside of
absolutely.
I think I heard that stat there somewhere.
And then I suppose you've got to think of as well then all of the marketing that Ironman are doing around that as well, and you couldn't put a figure on that either. You know, how I suppose the image, the perception, the marketing, the, you know, all of the footage that's going out there. That's huge as well.
Because we must remember as well, because even though it's our first Ironman here in Ireland, let alone in Youghal, the Ironman company itself is a well-oiled machine. They've been doing it. It's 40 years, I think, in the running, isn't it?
Yeah, 41, isn't it?
Yep.
It's 1978. Yeah.
So even to have their backup must be very, it must be very helpful, do you know what I mean? That they have the marketing and all that side from an international point of view, I suppose.
Absolutely, and I suppose it was very important as well that everything that Cork County Council would do would be to a very high standard in terms of marketing, and that it would match and, you know, tie in with the Ironman brand. So that was a big ordeal, you know, making sure everything was run by Cork County Council and in keeping with Ironman as well. So, you know, all of the branding, all of the signage, that all had to be passed and all had to be, as I said, in line.
That must be a great learning curve as well from a marketing point of view when you're able to partner up with these guys and you see how they do it. I mean, obviously you're going to learn lessons from this as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what works and what doesn't work then as well. And I think Cork County Council, you know, really have pushed the boat out, I think, in terms of, you know, I suppose, realising the potential of this. You know, it's not just Youghal, I suppose, as well. It's all of the villages around, you know, Cork County Council have, you know, paid for all of the signage, the banners, the hanging baskets that are in all the areas. I don't know if that information is even out there, but, you know, there's been a huge buy-in then, obviously, from
and
the local communities.
And it's no harm, because I think a lot of people have wondered, oh, there's flowers
everywhere.
Where do they come from?
Yeah.
And it's no harm for people to know. Well,
absolutely.
You know what? Cork County Council have rolled in behind.
Very much
which
so.
Is massively important.
Yeah.
Absolutely massively important. Okay, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty of it, right? We've had a couple of questions come in from our listeners.
Okay.
So I'm just going to, it's just general queries that have been coming in over the last couple of days. With regards to public toilet facilities, Helen, I'll ask you this one of you. They're wondering, will there be public toilet facilities available and where they will be available?
Well, we have brought in quite a lot of extra portable toilets. There will be a bank of 5 of them on the Lighthouse Hill. There will be 8 in front of the Devonshire Arms. There will be 8 in the Neelands Quay car park and 8 in the Fairfield car park.
That's the one down by Bertie's.
Yes, and they will be manned all day Saturday and Sunday and cleaned hourly.
Okay, perfect. People are inquiring, will there be toilets out the Strand area?
There's 2 toilets in the Strand area. There is the traditional toilet block in Claycastle and the ones in the Front Strand as well.
Okay.
Just to say as well that the map and events guide that was produced by Cork County Council, those extra toilets, they're all listed on, and marked out on the map as well.
Yeah, and they're fabulous actually. I've seen them and there's loads of them around town
there
as
is,
well.
Yeah.
People can pick those up around at the place as well. Parking restrictions in the town, in particular on Saturday. When do people need to get their cars out?
The town is fully accessible all day Saturday, except the Lighthouse Hill, which will be closed, and that will be closed tomorrow as well. From 6 p.m. on Saturday evening, anyone who's on the route, front street or back street, will be asked to move their car from the town area, from anywhere on the route. So they'll have to go to either the nearest available car park, except Neelan's Quay, which we're using for
amusements,
etc. And so they'll have to go either, you know, maybe to a friend's house and park their car, or a car park. And they, if they have to use their car, they take it outside of the restricted area. They park in like the rugby club and they get access to that on Sunday, or anywhere outside of the area of the race. There is absolutely no parking on the street at all from 6:30 p.m. on, or a.m. on Sunday morning. There will be no access to the town at all until after 12 midnight on Sunday night.
Yeah, and to be fair, that has been well signposted over the last couple of weeks, so people mm-hmm. should be well aware of that as well at this stage. In terms of shuttle buses and access into town for people getting into town, there is shuttle buses running from the rugby club, isn't there? Mm. People have been wondering, if they're not parking their car at the rugby club, can they still access the shuttle bus?
Absolutely.
Yes. Is there a charge in that, or is it?
Yes, there is. Park and ride is €5.
And for the car, but the shuttle bus is actually free.
Okay, so if you're walking to the rugby club to use the shuttle bus, it's free of charge. And if you're parking in the rugby club, it's €5
per day.
Okay, that's fair enough. People who need to use Bus Éireann, how are they fixed for
the buses,
Sunday?
The service is coming to Pubbleskull.
Okay, and then obviously they can access the shuttle bus on the way down. Perfect. And the last one is, how will road closures affect people on the Monday? A lot of people are wondering about Monday, and obviously, you know, shipping equipment out.
There
and stuff
is
like
no
that.
Road closures on the Monday, except the Lighthouse Hill will be affected for a time. But the town is fully accessible and all of the roads around the town are open.
Brilliant.
So from 12 midnight on Sunday night,
it's back to normal.
It's open for business again, really.
Brilliant. Yeah. What time is the Lighthouse Hill closing here tomorrow?
I'd say very early in the morning, possibly.
Perfect. Just to let people know, just to kind of
But it's the only area of the town that's affected.
Yeah, and to be fair, given the size and the scale of it, that's a minor inconvenience, let's be honest about it.
Yes.
Aileen, on to the events that are happening, because there is, aside from Sunday, there's stuff happening pretty much from tomorrow, isn't there, in and around the town?
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose the big message that we really want to get out here, and I think we need the people of Youghal to get that message out, is that while there are restrictions and there are road closures, Youghal is open for business, because, you know, we think that message could have got out amongst the road closures. Youghal is open and those shuttle buses are running all the way through the weekend. Again, it's in that events guide, but I suppose the two bigger ones that we've organised are, there's two concerts on in the Collegiate Church.
Yes, Paddy Casey and
Paddy Casey's on Friday night, and Caroline Farrar and Frank Ryan on Saturday night. And there are tickets still available. Not a huge amount left for Paddy Casey, but there are tickets for the Saturday night.
Yeah, and it is just €10, isn't it?
It's fabulous value for money.
Like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's early evening, so it's really, you know, again, if you're a host family, you know, or an accommodation provider, you know, we're putting this event on as well for our visitors, for the athletes.
Yeah.
So please encourage them and show off our, you know, what we have.
And if you happen to be listening here and you're a visitor to the area, we can testify here, we've had Caroline hold concerts for us for the Homebirds Music Festival above in St Mary's, and my God, it's fabulous. That woman could sing the songbook.
And she, I think that the word is out there as well. She's singing the national anthem.
Yeah. No better Colleen to do it either, in fairness to her.
So the food villages will be open from tomorrow, Friday. So in Barry's Lane, in Bunskull, and actually out at the Strand area as well.
Okay, brilliant.
So there'll be, and we have a craft fair as well in the Mall Arts Centre. So the place is going to be buzzing, really.
And is that starting from any particular time?
Again, I'll just check the brochures here. From 11.
Pretty much all day, so in fairness.
Yeah, exactly. They're both pretty much from 11.
And obviously, as you mentioned, Helen, there's going to be some, I saw two trucks below Neelan's Quay with some lovely looking fairground equipment on the back for this morning as I parked my car. There's going to be amusement stuff around the place as well.
Just a very select few. Mm. We have just three pieces of amusements. There's a vintage merry-go-round. There's the Helter Skelter and the swing boats. So that's it. It's restricted to that. But there's quite a lot of other entertainment as well. There's a hair braider, coin maker, face painting. All of that is free. There is a small charge for the amusements, but there is only three. And the whole idea is that it's a very enjoyable, essentially free family event, and we're conscious of money, and people don't want to spend, you know, they don't want to be, I suppose, overspend. So most of what's available is free.
Yeah, and it'll
or
be
affordable.
Yeah, and it'll be lovely to be able to wander around the place as well. There's loads and loads of stuff going on around the place, and then the race itself will happen Sunday. The race will look after itself, let's be honest about it. And once the race starts, your job is done. Is you. Mm-hmm. Thank God. Listen, we're almost out of time. All I can say to the two of you is well done. I mean, this isn't easy. I mean, to take this on and to make a decision to do it. I know there's a team of people to do it, but it takes a team of like-minded people to come in. You should be very, very proud of yourself. The whole town is very proud of you and all the guys involved in this. It's going to be brilliant, guys. You can tell it. Like,
can I just mention, it's impossible to thank everybody. Mm. Obviously, Ironman and all the local people on the ground, but the local tidy towns as well have been exceptional. Yes. And there's very many other community groups, residents associations. They've all bought into this. Our own staff, indoor staff, outdoor staff, everybody has pulled out all of the stops and given 110%. You know, without all of those people, we wouldn't be where we are here today with Ironman, the sun shining and the town looking so exceptionally
well.
That's
just it. Everyone has to roll in behind it, and you've all, every single one of you, have done a fabulous job. I was actually talking to someone recently, and they were talking to one of the athletes who actually came down here on Sunday with two of her family members, and she said to that person they have never seen the amount of support in any town that they've ever done an Ironman in before. That far away from the event, is that it's unheard of. Mm-hmm. They were super proud of it. So, in fairness, the whole town, particularly you two guys, should be super proud. And John and all that.
Absolutely. There's a big team of us there.
There's too many people to thank in it.
That's it.
Listen, on Monday, I take it, you're going to take Monday off. Or tell me you're going to take we'll have a lie-in.
Yeah. We're working, but we're not working.
Listen, for the next few days, best of luck with it all. Lads, thanks a million for taking the time to come in here.